but you gotta be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Hopefully you're ready for some funny stories because we got some wild stuff out there. We got some Kardashian news. We've got Bally's news. I'm very upset with Bally's. Very, very upset with Bally's. Goodness gracious. We're going to jump into that, but I got to remind you, if you're not like Bally's, which Bally's is broke, you got a little coin in your pocket, maybe you've been like tearing up these games, why don't you look good this weekend? Why don't you go down to Frontier Western Store and start looking good? Do you know it's this year's version of the Memphis in May thingy?
I'm actually reading a story about it right now.
Are you going down there?
Riverbeat. No.
The Riverbeat?
Yeah,
Riverbeat. Going down to the Riverbeat? Man, there's only one stage. Did you know that?
That's not true.
What?
There's like five stages.
Well, the press release. Well, okay. I was down at Hot 107 yesterday when DJ Q was reading the press release and was saying that.
Then either DJ Q has it wrong, which I trust DJ Q, or the commercial appeal has it wrong, because I just read a story that said there were going to be like five stages. Only two main stages, though.
Oh, two main stages. Yeah. I think it's one main stage. The rest are like little bitty bands.
You know what, John? Maybe you're right.
Yeah, man, let's do this. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going down there, you want to look good, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because, dude, you know, people are watching. You're watching a little music, shaking your tail feather. You want to be looking your best. Go to Frontier Western Store at 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch, and you know it's going to be raining, so you might need some new boots. They got some waterproof boots. They got Western boots. They got work boots. They got dress boots. They got all them boots. Plus, they got them Hey Dude shoes. They got everything. They can fit you from head to toe. They got hats. They got shirts. They got shorts. They got jeans. They got boots. They got it all. Plus, they can dress your girl because they have a ladies' boutique. They can dress your kids because they got a children's department. Head on down to Frontier Western Store. If you can't get down to Olive Branch, don't worry. You can shop online at frontierwesternstore.com. Make your order. Bing, bang, boom. They ship it out within 24 hours, so it arrives extremely fast. Frontier Western Store and frontierwesternstore.com. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Sorry, I was dissing Memphis in May, Memphis in May people.
Were you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not stupid excited.
I'm not either.
It's also raining.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good weather tomorrow, I think.
I still got a pair of shoes I know for sure that are buried deep in Tom Lee Park from years and years ago when I got stuck in the mud, and when I got pulled out, my feet came out my shoes, bro.
Wow, how about that?
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
And your shoes are still there?
Probably.
Tell the story.
Where else, man? Where else are they going to be? Nobody's going to dig them out.
Well, you never know.
Well, this is something that is pretty crazy, people. But Bally's has probably made everybody mad. If you're a Braves fan or a Cardinals fan, hell, if you're a Grizzlies fan, luckily, like, we don't have Grizzlies basketball on right now, but if you did and you got Comcast like me or Xfinity, whatever the hell it's called, I think they're both. Is it the same damn thing? Is it Xfinity, Comcast,
yeah,
Xfinity?
Yeah, I did the same thing. Tomatoes,
whatever.
I think Comcast bought Xfinity.
Okay, well, they pulled all the Bally stuff. So if you tried to watch the Cardinals or the Braves last night, guess what? Nope. No moss. If you tried to watch the Predators, man, you can't watch them because they're on Bally's. Like, Bally's is now been pulled.
Right.
And I bet everybody is furious. I know that I only have one TV now that I can watch all my games.
That's not good.
That's just, like, I don't understand. How can you do this? Like, what are the Braves going to do? What are local markets going to do about this?
That's a good question. I'm sure they're going to point you. I'm pretty sure you can go to, like, Bally Sports, like, their website, and get like, and their app, and get, like, I think it's called Bally Sports Plus. And
oh, so now I got to pay for this broke team who didn't manage their money and has all the rights to these damn games? I don't think so. You ain't getting no more money out of me, Holmes. Already have the Peacock, the Paramount, the Amazon, the Hulu, the freaking Netflix. How many damn things do I gotta buy? Just want to watch some sports, man. But Bally's, man, screwing people left and right.
Stream your local team. Subscribe today so you can do... wow, I'm only seeing here for Grizzlies and Predators. But maybe that's just because those are the two channels. I don't know. So we'll have to do some research, John.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, because when you try to watch it last night, you can't do it. Sorry. Good thing we had basketball on. Amen. Now, you've heard about Ryan Garcia, right? Not Jerry Garcia's kid with the boxer. Ryan Garcia. And I don't think Jerry Garcia had a kid named Ryan. But he's the most famous Garcia, I would think. Ryan Garcia beat up my man. And he's not very happy. That's Devin Haney. He came in first. He came in 3 pounds overweight. And by the way, did you know Ryan Garcia had to pay Devin Haney $1.5 million for coming in overweight?
Yep.
And then he comes in overweight, and then he's a heavy underdog, and then he beats the brakes off of him. And then we find out that the man's taking SARMs. A SARM. It's like a synthetic andro receptor modulator. He was taking Osterin, which is supposed to make you stronger, more powerful, all kinds of things. And then he goes and beats the brakes off the dude. Devin Haney is very, very ticked off. I understand why. He's going to get his belt back. But I don't think anybody's as mad as Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's going in on Ryan Garcia. Yes, Conor McGregor, the guy who... UFC dude who also fought Floyd Mayweather in a boxing ring. He said that Ryan Garcia was the future of boxing. Ryan Garcia used to be one of his favorite damn boxers, but now he wants the guy banned for life, like Jontay Porter is in the NBA. He said it's sad to see he was juicing. He came in overweight. Lifetime ban. Lifetime ban. And then he kind of goes in there and basically says that, you know, and if he doesn't like it, he might have to kick Ryan Garcia's ass. Conor McGregor, bro. Coming out strong. Ever since he's done Roadhouse, I feel like he's feeling his roots. Did you see the movie Roadhouse yet?
No, I'm not.
Have you? It was terrible. No, I ain't watching it.
He's returning to the Octagon in a couple, like a month or so. I think UFC 303, maybe, or 302, one of the two.
Cool.
So, McGregor back.
Is he going to win?
I had a problem.
Dak Prescott, you have to feel good today. Did you hear about Dak?
I didn't, no.
Dak will not be facing any charges.
Oh, I did see that last
over
night,
the alleged sexual assault. Good, so put that to bed, Dallas Cowboy fans. Dude, did you know there was like $100 million shakedown? Like, damn. He's a quarterback in the NFL and NBA basketball player. $100 million. Do you think... I got a weird question for you. Would you take $2 million or a penny doubled every day for 30 days?
So $2 million or a penny?
Or just a penny doubled every day for 30 days.
I'd take the $2 million, John.
Mm-mm-mm. Shows that you're an idiot.
Really? Yep. Well, tell me something I didn't know, John.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not, I didn't mean to call you an idiot,
but I did.
You know what? I meant it. I'm going to be honest.
Okay, so tell me, why should I pick the penny doubled every day?
Because if you do a penny doubled every day, it comes out to $5,368,709.12. Right. I'm going to do the math for you. So day one is a penny.
One penny.
Day two is two
pennies.
Day three is four
pennies.
Day four is only eight pennies.
Eight pennies.
When you get down to day 10, you're still only at $5.12. So you probably are getting a little bit nervous.
Then that turns into $10.10.
Then it's to $20, $40, $81. And by day 15, you're at $163.
Interesting.
Then you're at day 16, you're at $327. Then $655. Then $1,300. This is day 18. You're thinking to yourself, you ain't getting very much money, are you? Then it goes to $2,600, $5,200, $10,000, $20,900, $41,000, $83,000, $167,000, 335,000, 671,000 to 1.3 million to 2.6 million. And on day 30, $5.368 million.
Wow. I am an idiot.
It's all right. Most people probably would have said, I'll take the $2 million because they don't want to do the math in their head. And I couldn't do the math in my head if I tried. But I did put it in the Google. And it's just the crazy thing. Why did I get on that, by the way?
I have no idea.
We were talking about rich people, I think.
Were we?
I don't
know if we were.
Oh, Dak Prescott was getting a $100 million shakedown.
So you start talking.
I'm just saying, what if Dak Prescott said to the woman, hey, I'll give you either $2 million or a penny doubled every day?
She'd say, I'd take the $2 million.
She would probably have taken the $2 million. This wouldn't have got out, and we never would have talked about how a penny doubled a day for $30 can be $5.3 million. Sorry, people. I got off on a tangent. Now I'm about to get off on something that's very interesting. Do you know who Khloe Kardashian is?
She's one of the Kardashians.
Yes. She is definitely one of the Kardashians. She's the one who, she has a baby with Tristan. Tristan Thompson. And I can't think of what else she's done other than that. That's about it. Well, guess what she's done? She says that, you know what? She's dated a lot of men. The Kardashians have basically gone through every man in America that's famous. Well, guess what? She says now that she's gone through pretty much every man, I guess she said she's open to dating women.
How about that?
Now, does she go the route of like a Caitlyn and turn into a woman? I mean, a man? I don't know. But what do you think about her dating women? Is this fascinating for you, a Kardashian?
Certainly interesting.
Tell you one thing, I bet the video of her dating another woman would be better than Kim's with Ray J. I think it would get more views. What do you think?
Maybe. I don't know.
I definitely think so.
John, can I bring something up? Unless you have another story you need to get to.
You can go ahead.
Okay. You talked about River Beat this weekend down at downtown.
Feel the beat.
Feel the beat on the river. Are you familiar with any of the acts that are coming? Because I'm not familiar with a ton of them, but I am familiar with some of them. Are you familiar with any of these cats that are performing this weekend?
I don't know. No. Why don't you tell me who's playing?
I think I've got a couple that might intrigue you.
Okay.
There's one fella.
Goose?
No, not Goose. There's young fella. One,
Panic?
No, not Panic.
Paul Cawthon?
No.
Wolf Brothers?
No. There's a young fellow named Young Gravy that is performing this weekend.
Young Gravy?
Young Gravy. He is a rapper from like Minnesota or something like that.
Young Gravy.
Young Gravy. He is obsessed with MILFs. He loves mothers. He is like notorious for like he'll show up places with like somebody's like mom or something like that, or like he'll bring a mom on stage like during his concerts. Guy loves moms, you know, and so I thought you and him might share that same interest.
Man, that's Young Gravy, man. Young Reach Gravy. Out, bro.
How about that? Another one that I thought was interesting. I told you I'm reading the commercial.
Young Gravy has $5 million.
He's yeah.
Young Gravy, you're paying.
Yeah, you're paying. We'll go out with some MILFs, and you're paying. Another artist that you've probably heard of before, Jelly Roll. You familiar with Jelly Roll?
Oh, yeah, I know who Jelly Roll is because his wife is Bunny XO.
That's right.
She, by the way, a very good woman. Do you know what this woman did for Jelly Roll?
He was, like, homeless. He was, like, super
broke. He was homeless. Uh-huh. He was broke. She became a high-end escort for rich guys. Uh-huh. So she worked while she allowed him to find his voice, write his music,
right,
and become the wonderful Jelly Roll man that he is today.
That's right.
Buddy XO, shout out. That's a woman who put in that work for her man.
Well, I bring up Jelly Roll. Because Jelly Roll, like you mentioned, is
By the way, she's really good looking too, isn't she?
I don't know if I know what
think
she looks
so.
Like. But Jelly Roll is obviously a big star right now. Was at the Grammys, won a couple Grammys, whatever. There's a story at the Commercial Appeal about the food that's going to be served at River Beat. Well, there's going to be a food truck that's called Rolling with Jelly. And it is the official food truck and catering service of Jelly Roll. The Nashville-based food truck will be serving up Nashville hot chicken tenders, chicken wings, fish sandwiches, burgers, and Jelly Roll Donuts. So you can go see Jelly Roll while eating a Jelly Roll Donut. How about that, John?
Man, that is fascinating. And it's also fascinating. But Mike,
I don't
jelly
think you
roll?
Listened to a word I said because you're looking
yeah,
up
jelly
what
roll.
His girl looks like.
I'm just saying, my man must be the nicest guy
he's,
in
he's
the world.
He's a great guy. I think
like, because
awesome.
I haven't
I don't
seen
like his
much
music very much, but I think he's a great person.
He's just a real good dude. Well, man, because she, he outkicked his coverage, that's for damn
did he?
Sure. Yes, he really did. And well, Pat Bev, by the way, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, I think Jelly Roll, before he became like a country singer or whatever he is right now, I think he worked with a lot of like Memphis artists, like kind of on the back end, like producing and co-writing and stuff like that before he kind of became like the Jelly Roll. So that's cool that he's coming back to Memphis.
Who?
Jelly Roll.
But he, like, what do you mean coming back?
Like, I think he's from Nashville. He's worked with a lot of Memphis artists. Before he, like, became Jelly Roll, he's worked with a lot of, like, big-time Memphis artists.
Well, do you know who, what's that good-looking woman's name? Sydney Sweeney?
Yes.
Do you know who she is?
I do.
Do you know that her favorite quarterback?
That's not true.
Is Jackson Dart? What do you mean it's not true?
That's a like meme that goes around where
Lane Kiffin said he cannot confirm or deny.
That's a thing where it was like Sydney Sweeney's dating this person, or Sydney Sweeney like has a crush on this person, and then it turned into like.
So this isn't really Sydney Sweeney's handle right here that says, "My favorite college football player is Jackson Dart. I think he's going to win a Heisman." Blah, blah, blah. I truly believe he's going to bring a national championship to Oxford, Mississippi. That is not real.
No, it's not real.
Well, damn it, it felt so good.
Yeah. Hate that for you, John.
Man. Is she actually in a movie or something, Sydney Sweeney, or is she just famous?
She's in
for
a lot of movies.
Oh, she is?
She's very popular right now. And she is about to be in another movie, I believe.
Well, I mean, if she's a movie star, it's kind of what they do, bro.
That's right. But I know there's like a lot of hype because I guess there's another good-looking woman that's going to be in this movie.
Oh, it's going to be two of them?
Yeah, I don't know who the other chick is, but supposedly people have been like freaking out about it.
Well, I'm happy for her. Give the people what they want.
I guess so.
By the way, down in Oxford, speaking of Jackson Dart, and I thought he was dating Sydney Sweeney, I had to say yesterday I was very proud of all the students. Did you see them come out there and sing the Star Spangled Banner?
I did.
That's what I'm talking about. Boys in Oxford, man. Them boys in good Oxford, they so good. Who knew that frat boys were going to come to rescue this whole country?
Not me.
Man, go frat boys, go. We got to take a quick time out. On the other side, it's T-Money. It's Uncle Brasky. We're going to ask Uncle Brasky. I'm worried that we might not have Uncle Brasky. You know he went to the double-decker last week.
Ooh.
So we're just got to keep our fingers crossed that he's actually going to call in today. Back in Two Shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus all day long, all day strong. It's been a beautiful Friday. We talked with Jay Hamm. We talked a lot of NBA action. We found out that Khloe Kardashian's now down with dating women. I'm down. What's up? What's up, Khloe? You know, she wasn't my favorite, but you know what? She's starting to turn into it.
Interesting.
Kind of like her. Think she's awesome. I mean, you know, Caitlyn's my favorite tea. We established that.
Yep.
She is my... Caitlyn Jenner is the tea of the week. She won that award. Just doing great work out there. So I was looking up during the break.
Mm-hmm.
So Jelly Roll is playing in Memphis, man.
Mm-hmm.
So Bunny XO is going to be down there, you think?
Maybe.
Bro, I think I'm going. And then I can hang out with Young Gravy. He's the MILF man.
Well, that's like my friend went with us to the golf tournament one year and saw Brooks Koepka's wife. and was like, "Who is she?" And we were like, "That's Brooks Koepka's wife." And
off the top,
sure. I mean, she's very famous.
I'm gonna pull her up.
Every year since then, every time the golf tournament rolls around, he'll go, "Is Brooks Koepka coming this weekend?" And for a while, he was because he wasn't with Liv. And we were like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Okay, I'll be there. What day are we going?"
Whoa.
And then after that, you know, Liv, he still asked, but unfortunately, I have to tell him that Brooks ain't going to be there.
Bro, Brooks did good.
Yeah, I forget her name. I knew her name.
Jenna Sims.
Jenna Sims, that's right.
Jenna, whatever. Oh, yeah, Jenna, sorry. I can't get past the face. She's just gorgeous. We got to talk with T-Money and Uncle Brasky.
That's right. I'm sure they also think Brooks Koepka's wife or whatever she is gorgeous.
10. Solid 10.
Solid 10, wow.
Solid 10.
10 across the board.
Solid 10, man. Speaking of a 10, man, there's a guy out there named T-Money. He is a solid 10 himself. What up, Money?
Johnny, I appreciate that. I like being a 10, Johnny.
I do. I also like the fact that I'm, you know, taking my 10s, turning them into 20s, my 20s into hundies. Like, we've been winning money lately.
Turning a dollar into 15 cents into a dollar, Johnny.
That is correct. I know we got some ponies running this week. Any chance that y'all doing a little pony gambling?
Oh, you know, Johnny, this is one of my favorite sporting events of the year. I've been looking at the horses all week. Red brought it up last Saturday to start looking at the horses and who was riding and who the jockeys were. You know, that's the most important thing. A lot of people want to get caught up in the numbers and what's odds and this and that. You got to know who the jockey is, and you got to know who trained the horse. Those are my biggest tips in picking the Kentucky Derby, and I've picked 4 out of last
12 Derby winners.
2012, I've picked 4 winners. Now, one got disqualified. Medina Spirit got disqualified, and Mandolin won, but he won the actual race. It's kind of like you can't tell me the Tigers didn't make the Final Four, make the championship game against Kansas back. You know, it happened. I watched it on television. So, you can't say just because there aren't any banners hanging up doesn't mean it didn't happen. So, that's kind of how Medina Spirit is. I picked Authentic a winner. I picked Justified a winner. Now, these are Bob Baffert horses. Like I said, you got to know who's training. This man will cheat.
He cheat, man. He's down.
Fine. They gave me my money on Medina Spirit.
That's the truth.
They gave me my money on him, and then I'll have another back in 2012 who this jockey is riding the favorite, Fierceness, John Valquez. He rode, I'll have another back in 2012, and he's riding the favorite this week.
Fierceness in the 17 slot, man, coming in right now, odds at 5-2. I was talking with Alan Dozy, a horse guy. He said that's a very, very strong horse. I got some opinions on that. But before we
strong horse, but the 17 pole position has never won a Kentucky Derby.
That's exactly right. Yep, it's terrible, terrible.
I told
spot.
You I know this event, Johnny.
Man, I can't wait. We're going to get into this, but I got to make sure Uncle Brasky is alive. Did you survive the double decker party last week?
I made it through, Johnny. Made it through. Nobody got in trouble. Nobody went to jail. It was a success.
By the way, I can't bring this one up on air, but Gino T Money, I'm very disappointed in you. He told me one of the greatest stories in the whole world. It's one of your arrest stories. We definitely can't bring this one to air. But man, like, you're a legend.
Who, me?
Yes.
It wasn't a horse story, is it?
No. It's the one about, like, you. I don't think we want to get into it too much, but it's
all right.
You did a good job when you got arrested. Like, you killed a mailbox, you ran one over, you know, the drunk guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was even before happy hour.
Hey, Uncle Brasky.
I got it.
Uncle Brasky, yeah. What is double decker? I don't really know what double decker. I hear it all the time. I know it's a festival. Somebody told me it was kind of like the Cooper Young Fest for rich people.
Well, no, it's better than that. You've got the little young girls in the skirts with the little white boots on walking around.
What are you saying about our Cooper Young Festival?
Probably more dudes in skirts.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I mean, you know, we do have Pride Week this week. We got Prima the Tuck will be back, you know. but I don't think they can compete. I think that dude's won the drag contest so many times, but I guarantee you, that could be one you get too drunk, you may forget it and think it's a woman and get home, get that midnight surprise, you know. You never know. But that's about what you're dealing with at Cooper Young, you know. I it does not compare. It's double decker is celebrating the double decker bus. Do you know what that is, Money?
One of them things over there in England.
Correct. They gave us a bunch of them, and they drive them around the square. You can rent one out even.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how come we hadn't rented one out before? How come?
Because one, you have to be having a license to drive, and Brasky doesn't have that.
Oh, well, that's true. I was going to get a couple car fulls of Woodland Lake folks to come on over, get us a double deck.
Well, first of all, the insurance liability on some of them folks falling out. I mean, look at them. Those are the African freaks that went over there. You know, they could fall off the top of the bus.
Man, double decker, bro. Double decker party, you survived. All right, now we have to. I have to get into a little money making, and I want to learn about the ponies. Do you gamble in the ponies, Brasky?
Absolutely, I'm the horse man.
I believe it. Somebody said that you had a horse face.
Well, I tell you what, we were one weekend down here when we had Alabama football game. I'll tell you this story, and it's pretty sad too. It was probably the low point of my life. You know, the police ride around at night on horses, you know, around the square.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yes, I have.
Anyway, one of the horses had a little bow on its tail. I told some of the little college kids, I said, don't walk behind that horse. That means that horse will kick. And they said, really? I turned around and smacked that horse on the rear, and it raised up with that cop on it.
Oh, no.
They carried me right over to the Lafayette Detention Center. Took me in there, wrote me some tickets, and I couldn't believe them little college kids punked me out and pointed out that I did it.
They
but
told
anyway,
on
what,
you.
What
they snitched.
It. Yeah. So I get this ticket. Well, I'm looking at Monday morning at the paper, and they were talking about arrests made the weekend in Oxford, and at the bottom of it, it said, harassing a public service animal. No kidding. I said, man, that is embarrassing. Thank God they didn't put my name in the paper.
Man, I'm grateful for that. I'm glad they didn't put your name in the paper, too.
I mean, that is weird. You know, I've never heard of that. I mean, that sounds like almost something a perv would do, harassing a public service animal or something. I mean, it's just weird.
It is.
I didn't
definitely.
Even know that was a charge.
I didn't either. But now, now. We got to talk about the Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby. T-Money, this is your event. You are the horse whisperer. What we got, man?
I'll tell you what, Johnny. I've looked at this thing all up and down. I've talked to all my inside sources and everybody that knows about, you know, I live in Germantown there, Johnny, and Germantown people know their horses. So I've told a few people in the Germantown area that, you know, have horse silhouette little statue things in their front yard. I said, well, you know about horses, so I talked to them a little bit. And remember, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And I love the Kentucky Derby, and I'm usually pretty good at picking these horses out. And this, you know, with everything going on, Johnny, with all these campuses and all this and that, and these people taking down the American flag and all this and replacing it with another flag. We can't have that, Johnny. I'm taking the number four horse, Catching Freedom.
Yeah.
8-1. We're Brad Cox trained horse. He has won several Kentucky Derbies. And my man Fabian Pratt, he rode a country horse in Country House. In 19 and won a Kentucky Derby. So he has won a Kentucky Derby in the last 5 years as a jockey. Brad Cox is one of the best out there. He's very well known. I think he's a Hall of Fame trainer. Catching Freedom, 8-1, coming out of that four spot. I like him. He's a fast horse. He can get out. He is the horse that will set the pace. You just watch what happens. He'll set the pace, and then he's got enough kick at the end to win this thing.
All right, we're Catching Freedom. I love that. You saw what happened in Oxford yesterday, didn't you?
I saw it. They got to chanting on them, and they sang them national
anthem. Star-Spangled Banner, baby, came out there singing down in Oxford.
Yes, they didn't want to protest very long.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't work out very well for them down in Knoxville.
I like one of the boys on the news. He said, "Well, down here in the South, we're not letting that happen like they do up north." He kind of called them out. That was hilarious. I know that was on Fox 13, so I'm not making that up. He was hilarious. Anyway, and I got one more little bet. I want to box. You know what boxing the horses
mean? Oh, yeah,
John?
Man, I do. I know.
So I'm going to box these horses. I'm going to box the odds-on favorite, Fierceness. That's a Todd Pletcher horse. He's going to be up in there. He's fast. I like boxing the 17, the 4, and Catalytic, the number 5, because Jose Ortiz is riding him at the 30-1. That's a 30-1. That's a long shot if you want it. The most winners have come out of the 5 position in the Kentucky Derby, and they got a wonderful jockey, Jose Ortiz, is riding Catalytic. That's the 5 horse at 30-1. If you long shot bettors want to get on that, that'd be my long shot.
I love it, Uncle. I love it. I mean, T-Money, I do. And by the way, you know we forgot something, T-Money, a couple weeks ago, and I feel kind of bad.
What'd we forget, Johnny?
We forgot our little Junior Fortune Hunter's birthday, Jessica Hughes. We talked to her the night before. We said we were going to give her a happy birthday shout out, and then what had happened? We drank too much Tito's and ate too many edibles and forgot.
Correct.
But now I remember two weeks later.
Happy belated
birthday, Junior Fortune Hunter. All right, what do we got over there with Uncle Brasky?
I'm going to start you off this week. I like on the Derby, I want you to do a dollar box, and we're going to box 5 horses for the trifecta. It'll cost you $60.
Okay.
I like number 2, Sierra Leone. That's got the best pedigree of any horse in the field. Coming out of one of the best spots, it's a number 2.
Number 2 spot, yep.
We're going to put 2. We're going to put number 6. It ran 2nd in Arkansas Derby, just steal in there.
All right.
We're going to put 7, Honor Marie, in there because that's one of the fastest horses in the field. We're going to hope it doesn't rain. And I like number 8. Just a Touch, we're going to put in there, too, because those are the best spots to run out of historically. And then to cap it off, we're going to have number 11, Forever Young. This horse is from Japan. It won the Dubai. But Japan horses normally don't fare well, but this thing is super fast, running out of the 11 spot. We're going to have the 11 in there, and then I want you to put $100 on the nose of the 11 to win. I think this streak's broken at 11
forever
wins. Forever
Young.
I think that. I think it wins outright. I've just got the feeling, you know, that is it. And then I like on the nickel play this week, we're taking Auburn over Ole Miss in baseball tonight.
Whoa, you're not hoping that they need to start winning if they won't make one of these last 2 slots.
Who?
Ole Miss.
Man, they ain't making one of these last 2 spots. Who are you talking to? I mean, they lost to Mississippi State this week. They gave
the
up
Governor's
4 runs
Cup
in the bottom of the 8th inning to lose that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And our Friday pitching's been awful. It has been awful. I like Auburn to win this one at Auburn. Take that tonight. And then the Dimebag play, I cannot get off of this, Johnny, till we start losing on it. I like the Birmingham Stallions -12 over the Memphis Tugboat. There'll be a whopping 6 people in the stadium there.
Is this one in Memphis this weekend?
It is in Memphis.
Oh, no. Are you going to come see your man, Matt Corral?
No. No, I've got some stuff I've got to do here in Oxford. I've got to be. We've got our Pride Parade, and they may want me to judge something. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot going on in Oxford this week.
Well, do me a favor. Tell Tina the Tuck we said what up.
Well, I'm going to stay away, you know. I'm going to stay away from that. You know, we don't want to get in trouble.
I feel you, man. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all so much. Enjoy the races, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, Johnny. Let's hope it doesn't rain at Churchill Downs tomorrow.
All right.
Remember, a broke man is a dangerous man, Johnny.
That is Uncle Brasky and T-Money. We're going to take a quick time out on the other side. I'm closing things out with, I think, the bet of the week, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports56WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports56WHBQ.
I have this one little saying, when things get too heavy, just call me helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Don't forget, by the way, the Derby. While it's tomorrow, you got a bunch of races going on. In fact, the Oaks is going on today.
That's right. Well, I think like 4:45.
4:45, yeah. Yeah. You ready to see them Phillies run?
That's right. And then watch the Phillies play later tonight. How about that?
Oh, I know. I can't believe, by the way, I never knew what the Phillies were.
But that's not
they're
what
female
they,
horses.
No, they're not.
Then what are the, what are Phillies?
It's like, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies, because Phillies, like horses, are spelled with an F. The Phillies are spelled with a P. It's like an ode to the city, you know.
It's a Phillies. Good point, actually. Spelling, I guess, does matter. Well, are we betting on the Phillies this week?
I don't even know who the Phillies are playing this week.
I mean, since the Phillies are racing at the Kentucky Oaks, I almost feel
feels
like
good. Let's see, who are the Phillies?
Like maybe we have to get on a little Philly action because it's just like in the cards.
Oh yeah,
they're playing the Giants. Yeah.
Aaron Nola versus Jordan Hicks today. Wow, that's a really good pitching matchup.
Oh, damn, yeah. Jordan Hicks looks a lot different over in San Francisco, doesn't he?
Man.
If you're a Cardinals fan, you're like, why?
In his life.
What's going on? Why does this guy? This guy couldn't pitch. He could only throw at 100 miles an hour, but he couldn't throw a strike, and now he's starting for San Francisco.
Literally. And has a sub-2 ERA.
I think he's won two or three starts.
He's 2-0, yeah.
Damn.
He's 2-0 through like six starts with a sub-2 ERA. It's incredible.
It is crazy. That is crazy. Now, there's a little Marcus Stroman action in New York.
Stroh-sha.
New York let me down yesterday.
They did.
My goodness, they let me down. But you know who did help me out? The other team in New York, the Mets, in overtime, beating the Cubs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Woo!
That was crazy. I didn't know you had the Mets yesterday. I thought you were just doing Yankees.
Well, you did the whole trifecta. No, when the Yankees got down, what was like seven runs when Baltimore, you know you got to chase your losses. A good gambler is always going to chase his losses, right?
I guess so.
So I doubled up on the dead-gum Mets.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
And that was a wonderful afternoon. That's why I was a little bit shaky in the knees yesterday by the time the basketball game started. Woo! But it was great. But the basketball game that I just feel like is an absolute lock. And I shouldn't say lock because there's no such thing as a lock, damn it. But it feels pretty close. Magic -3.5. I think they take care of business with the Cavs big time tonight. I think Paolo, when Orlando plays at home, they are 31-12 on the season. They win. They're going to be 32-12 after tonight. I love the Magic. They've been just killing people. And then in this Mavericks Clippers game, I kind of like under the 208.5. I don't know how much fight you're going to get from the Clippers. The only thing that scares me, if they don't put up a lot of fight, man, I could see a lot of points being scored by the Mavericks. You might want to wait and watch the first quarter of this bad boy. Kind of see it, get a feel. If they come out, if the Clippers have no life, you might not want to touch it. You're just going to have to, you know, leave that one for an inline betting. I've been telling you about live betting. Bet live. It's awesome. But the only one that you're taking before, jump all over the Magic. I think by the end of the first quarter, like by the end of this game, Magic are going to win by double digits.
Well, what was that stat you brought to the table at the beginning of the show of like they've only lost like so few games at home this entire season?
Yeah, like they just ball.
And this series has been dictated by who the home team is.
So
I like that.
I love it. I love it. I also love mugshots. You know what? They have happy hour from 2 to 6. It's almost 1 o'clock. Give you perfect time to finish up, wrap up what you're doing, and head over to Mugshots at 656 West Poplar over in Collierville. Their happy hour is half-price domestic drafts, $3 appetizers. You can get their chips in the Rotel, their chicken tenders, their fried pickles, their awesome fried mushrooms. Mmm, those are so good. Again, $3 snacks, half-price drafts, all at Mugshots. Try one of their 19. They have 19 specialty burgers. Their burgers are fire. And if you like sports, I'm not exaggerating. I think they got 140 TVs in that place. Everywhere you look is a big, beautiful, flat-screen TV turned to sports. That's Mugshots out in Carrieville. They do have one down in Olive Branch. If you're down in Olive Branch, stop by. But don't forget about the new one in Carrieville at 656 West Poplar. For Dacus, I'm John. Get out there. Make the world a better place. We'll see you on the flip side. Peace. Have a good day.